My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Into the 3 o'clock hour, we roll. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Just hanging out. Back, the gang's back together. Had about a week off. Yes, we just had a terrific guest.
Are you sharing with anybody where you went, or is that a family secret?
No. I don't think everybody needs to know.
Nobody needs to know?
No.
It's only places where rich people are allowed, everybody.
Okay, you know what? Just because you said that, now I'm finna tell
now
you.
Now he has to say.
I went to Tahoe. I took the family up to Lake Tahoe.
What a good
love it.
What a good dad.
That is a good dad.
I despise the drive, but
no kidding,
they convinced
me. I asked you why you drove.
The drive is brutal.
You know, part of the reason why I drove is because I didn't know any better. You know, it was my first time doing it, so... Yeah. You know, now I might reconsider. I think the way you do it,
Reno is not that far.
You fly to Reno, you get in a, you get a rental, you get your food. I think that's the most important thing, because whatever I saved in not flying, I spent in food. So I'm gonna go to Costco the next time. We're gonna load up and then drive up to Reno. That's gonna be the change I had. But it was a blast, man. I needed to. I didn't really unplug because I was watching every game. My son loves the Padres. He loves Jackson Merrill. So I had to, every chance I got, or every chance he remembered, I had to, you know, pull up the Padre game on my phone or at the house where we were staying. But it was a good time. Good time, good family time. Now I'm recharged, ready for the stretch run of this exciting season.
Were you north or south Tahoe?
North Tahoe.
Ah, okay. That's where the Donner Party was closer to. Did you guys go to the Donner Party?
The Donner Party? What's that?
He doesn't know what that is.
You don't know what the Donner Party is?
You're just the weirdest guy on earth that only thinks of the disappearance of a family that was supposedly eaten by cannibals.
No, 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 no,
up in the mountains of Lake Tahoe.
No. They ate themselves.
Oh, they ate themselves, even better.
They were not eaten by cannibals. They had no other food. But this happened in like the 1850s. They were trying to do the Oregon Trail thing. But no, seriously.
Why wouldn't he want to take his family to see that?
Hey, last time I was in North Tahoe, you know where I went? The Donner Party Memorial, okay? I wanted to see what was going on with the Donner Party.
Of course you did.
They have signs for it. I mean, Donner Summit is called that because they got stuck there.
So weird.
All right, I'm over it. But good trip, son. I'm glad you got to go on it.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good. So now
his kids are going to ask him, how come you didn't take us to see the Donner Party?
Well, they're not around anymore, but you
know.
Well,
yeah, no, it was a good time. I needed it. The fam needed it. So now I'm ready for some baseball, ready for a good stretch run here, which I think is going to be pretty exciting. So, are we doing Daily Gambit? I forgot to ask you that.
No, we're going to hold it till the next segment.
Okay.
But I like what's happening in baseball because, you know, we talked about the fact that they're in the race and how cool this is. Jesse mentioned it too, but I know it's still August, but it's fun to look at the scoreboard. And when you've got the Dodgers in Milwaukee tonight, right? You've got the Rockies in Arizona tonight. You've got Atlanta and San Francisco tonight. You got a lot of games that
really
matter.
Can the Rockies be helpful? Can they be helpful? I know they've been doing...
They took two out of three from the Braves. So, I don't know. That
doesn't help anyone.
It helped. What do you mean it doesn't help anybody?
I just don't consider the Braves a part of the party anymore. They're out of the Donner party,
Chris. Yeah, you better be careful.
It changes weekly, Scraby. It changes weekly. The Padres... You know, could go in a little bit of a, you know, they're not going to go 16-3 the rest of the way. So to keep the Braves as far as bay as possible. But, yeah, I don't know if the Rockies can beat the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks are playing lights out. Josh Bell was the pickup of the century for them.
Yeah.
I wish
yeah.
Josh Bell, when he came here, did what he's doing there.
I knew you were going to go there.
Yeah, because they lost Christian Walker, their, you know, slugging first baseman, to the injured list, and Josh Bell's filled right in without too much hesitation. So
yeah, now they're playing some exceptional ball, as Jesse mentioned before.
But it's fun to look at the scoreboard. St. Louis is in action. I mean, you got a lot of teams that are in the hunt. It's fun. I think it's fun. I mean, this is, you know, yes. Would you like to win the division by 25 games? Sure, but that's not realistic. This is realistic, man. Being right in the middle of the
running. That is every fan's dream is to have a 30-game lead.
Right.
You know, with the month.
But then,
with,
what would we do in September? We wouldn't have any fun.
I love the drama. Like, the drama is what I love
the drama
about the
now
season.
Because the drama's going in your favor.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
We're not that far removed from what was it, a couple month ago where it was like topsy turvy and we were getting the angry Padres pen pal, not the happy Padres pen pal.
Yeah, AJ Preller was fired.
Right. So you know. Baseball is it's a funny game. Week to week, that's take it in week increments. I think that's the best way to take it in. Right now, Padres flying very, very high.
Two, three straight weeks in a row of flying high. You know, it's interesting. You mentioned AJ Preller. Every time the Padres go into a slide, the please fire and never let us see AJ Preller tweets start coming out. But I've noticed, during the last 3 weeks when they've gone 16-3, haven't seen very many of the, man, AJ Preller really has been good this year tweets. Where are those?
Yeah,
Let's be fair out there. If you want to rip the guy
when he's
down, rip him.
I've seen it.
But how about giving the guy a little credit for Martin Perez? How about giving him a little credit for Solano and Peralta? And then the obvious ones, you know, Cease and, you know, Rise and everything else. AJ Preller's having a great season. It can happen, even if it's a guy you don't like. You should still acknowledge it out there, please.
Yeah, no, I mean that's kind of the name of the game. You know, you're going to get more credit than you probably deserve when it's going great. You're going to get more blame than you probably deserve when it's going bad. But yeah, you don't hear a lot of that right now, and that's because, as I said, the Padres are playing high. Let's talk a little bit about Joe. Well, what's your expectation for him today? First, it's a fascinating, and I don't know if we talked about it off air or on air. We were talking about Joe and what it was that he was trying to accomplish with some of the issues he had on. I mean, he basically had to kind of break down his whole pitching mechanics and in order to try to alleviate some of the pain he was feeling in his elbow. And it sounds like he was able to do it, and I bring that up because it's not an easy thing to do. Most hitters, when they go into a struggle and they got to, like, break down their swing, that usually is an off-season plan where you can break it down from scratch and then build it back up. And this is just speaks to Joe's his brain and how in tune he is with his own body, that if he is able to actually pull this off, and it sounds like he has. It's remarkable because it's not easy to break down your pitching mechanics from where he had to break it down. I mean, we're talking about elbow issues. He's talking about having to get into his legs more. I mean, that's bottom up. And the fact that he's been able to get to this point where he's feeling pretty confident in his arm and his elbow, it's really a testament to him getting back. And, you know, hopefully it can remain, he can remain healthy the rest of the season, because it's a big get for the Padres having him. Not even from a standpoint of what he's going to do, but just from a moral standpoint, his team is flying pretty high right now. You give them a shot of Joe Musgrove, I imagine that only enhances what's going on down there.
I'm thinking, can we get 5 innings tonight? I'm thinking that he's probably on like
an 80-pitch pitch count. Maybe
so
even
he
less.
Could get 5 innings if he goes, you know, really, you know.
I remember talking to him about this earlier. He was on a pitch count earlier in the year, and I think the first inning got away from him. And you could just tell, like, when a guy knows he has a certain amount of pitches, sometimes that forces you to have to be a little more perfect because you want to get deeper into the game. And I remember that first inning got away from him, and you could just tell, like, dang, I'm already coming out probably in the fourth or third. And, you know, it's just a competitive thing. And, you know, I think he'll do fine. I'm looking forward to seeing Joe back on the mound today.
I think so. I mean, 4 innings would be fine. I think we might get to see Brian Hoying tonight, and great.
Great.
He was a terrific interview the other day, Tony. We really enjoyed having him on Friday while you were gone. And, you know, he's pitched well. This is a guy who got to pitch in the College World Series. I mean, he's been into some big-time stuff. I don't like – we didn't call him this. Scraby ass. Here's a classic, Tony.
Oh,
here's
no.
A classic.
Please describe this correctly.
Yes,
I have no idea where you're going with this. I got a classic moment for you.
It just came to me. Scraby goes – do you think I should ask him how he felt about being the throw-in in the Tanner Scott trade?
Okay, that's not...
And I said, I don't think that would be the best
please
way to go about
did.
That
I didn't.
One.
Tell me
no.
He didn't ask
oh, God,
that.
I put
didn't.
The kibosh reason, on that.
No, we did talk about it on the air because I wanted to know if it was rude or not.
Yes, it was
because
rude.
When I asked Michael King, how does it feel to be the main piece of a big trade, he was like, he wasn't
he
comfortable. Yeah,
he
wasn't
deflected.
Comfortable being the main piece, so I wanted to ask the other side, like, how does it feel to be a throw-in, quote unquote.
Tony,
but
don't let him get
out.
Tony, don't let him get out of this. He's trying.
I never asked. He's trying to wiggle his way out of this.
I'm so glad Chris was there to tell you that wasn't a good idea to ask. How does it feel to be a throw-in?
Hey, Brian Hoying was great on Friday. He was amazing.
Yeah, we would have never got him again. I know that.
Yes, that would have been the end of Brian Hoying had you asked that question.
You're crazy.
You're the funniest guy.
How would I phrase that question in a way that's not rude?
You just don't even.
Why do you need to ask?
Yes, it's not
because
phrasable.
I wonder about that. Like, does it provide him more motivation? Is he just happy to be out of Miami and on a team in San Diego? Because he said he didn't expect to be traded, type of thing. I don't know. I didn't ask it, so there's nothing to write report about.
And we all lived for another day, thankfully.
That is too funny.
That's our guy. That's our guy. So, what'd you think of? Speaking of drama, Tony, I got to get your take. Tom Cruise rappelling into the stadium last night to close out the Olympics. You watched that?
Oh, I got to see
it. I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it either?
I didn't
see
it.
Oh, my God. Tom Cruise, the action hero.
He did like a Mission Impossible joint.
Mission Impossible's his way into the stadium and grabs whatever it is you grab, and then they cut the film, and then he's in the Hollywood sign in Los Angeles because they get the next Olympics.
But I don't understand. So he supposedly jumped off in Paris and ended up in L.A., right?
Well, you have to suspend reality for a moment here.
Yeah, I would assume so, Chris. Yes. Not even Tom Cruise can teleport.
But, you know, they're taking the Olympics from Paris to Los Angeles.
I just don't understand, like, why Tom Cruise?
He's
the biggest movie star in the
Drake
world.
Perform.
Why not?
Sorry, Tony, your Drake conversation. Why not? I mean, is he the biggest movie star in the world right
Who's
now?
Who's bigger?
You got me.
It's not
The Rock anymore, so.
The Rock!
Anyway, what were you saying about Drake, Tony?
I didn't say anything about Drake.
Sorry.
I said Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre performed. I saw that.
Snoop Dogg was great the entire Olympics.
Snoop Dogg was the Olympics.
Let me tell you. I don't know. We need to have him there every Olympics from this point on. When he did the, was it badminton?
Yes.
I was literally
badminton
on
play-by-play by Snoop Dogg.
I was on the floor as he was doing badminton play-by-play. On the floor.
It was really good. It was really funny.
Like NBC, you just can't... NBC knew how big he was because they had him on as much as they possibly could.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, every time Mike Tirico turned around, there was Snoop Dogg. One time he was operating the camera. One time he was behind the scenes. He was sitting at the desk. He was there. There had to be more than one Snoop Dogg there.
He reportedly was getting like $500,000 a day there. So,
oh my goodness!
Then you better operate the camera.
About to say they used them in every which way they probably could at that point.
Yeah,
hey man, we're gonna need you to be on the camera today for a little bit.
All right. Can't see Snoop Dogg having a problem with too much stuff,
guys. Chris Pratt, on average, brings in the most money to his movies. On
Chris
average,
Pratt from Jurassic World?
Yeah, and Avengers. And
how many people worldwide know Chris Pratt as opposed to Tom Cruise, would you say?
I think a lot of people know Chris Pratt.
More than Tom
million.
More than Tom Cruise.
My man Tom
please.
Has some excellent work done.
Yes, he has, and he has the money for it, too.
Yeah, he does. Ain't no joke about it.
He's got 200. Tom Cruise averages $273 million per movie, which is really good because he's done 43 movies. Samuel Jackson's number one just by sheer volume of movies.
How does that work? Like, we're getting Tom. Do we have his $247 million ready for when he does this movie?
I've heard this. Tom doesn't like to work with studios anymore, so he puts up a lot of his own money for these movies now so that he can control everything in the movie.
Yeah, well, you got it,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Yes, and let's also remind everybody that every time you complain about an athlete making $30 million a year, nobody complains about Tom Cruise making $247 per picture.
Well, that's just the box office tickets.
What is he taking home? Extraordinary amount of money.
Let me look at what he's... Tom Cruise net worth.
Oh, God.
Well, that's not going to tell you what he's taking home per movie.
It's saying he's net worth $600 million. Okay, let me look that up real quick.
Hurry up, will ya?
It's not that big a deal. Let's go ahead and get to break. You can look for it while we're in break.
Yes, we'll do a gambit next.
Oh, he earns... According to geeksforgeeks.org,
you would know that website.
$20 million per movie, but can go as high as 25.
Geeksforgeeks.org?
Geeksforgeeks.org. That was the first thing that popped up.
Wow. All right, let's get to break. Daily Gambit on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
I forgot to do this.
And some traffic.
Yeah, this is my bad. Here we go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, 3:21 is the time. Welcome back, Gwen and Chris. Tony stepped away for a minute. He'll be back with us at the bottom of the hour. We're doing a Padres PPP, otherwise known as Padres Pen Pals. Got a lot of Padre questions out there. You think all of them are really positive. Not the case. People are still worried. 16-3, still a lot to be worried about. Padres go into it tonight against the Pirates. 3.5 games back of the Dodgers in the NL West. Arizona is tied with the Padres, the exact same record. 66-53. Diamondbacks are home to the Colorado Rockies tonight. Elsewhere, Dodgers are in Milwaukee. And the Padres right now are 4.5 clear of the Mets for the final wild card spot. I'll tell you, the team that's sneaking up on everybody quietly is the Giants.
Yeah.
We're watching the Padres and the Diamondbacks. The Giants have gone 2 games over .500, and they've done it because Robbie Ray's back, Blake Snell is back in form, Logan Webb is good, and all of a sudden, you know, here they come. It is very possible, Scraby, that when it's over, all four of those teams from the National League West could be in the playoffs. They could get all three wild card spots in the NL West this year. It could very easily happen the way things are going right now. But let's just worry about what the Padres have to worry about, and that is Joe Musgrove back on the mound tonight for the first time in 77 days. That in mind, let's get into a little of today's Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Gwen and Chris is... Gwen and Chris. Man, I just did it, Chris. Just read what was right on my piece of paper. The Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Yes, I did that.
You're a classic.
We made bets last week, but I think it was on like Thursday, so I personally did not go and review.
Yeah, we don't have anything to recap, really.
Yeah, so we're going to go into today with some bets. I have a same game parlay for tonight, but I'm not ready to present it yet, Chris, so you can go ahead and we can come back.
Oh, you got a little same gamer.
Same gamer, that's what they say.
Same gamer.
Baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Before we get to the gambit, how much preseason football would you say you watched last week? Week one of the NFL preseason, starting Thursday night through yesterday afternoon. I believe there were games every day. A couple on Thursday, a couple on Friday, a bunch on Saturday, a couple yesterday. How much total did you watch of NFL preseason football, would you say?
Whatever was on in the studios here when we were in studio on Thursday.
Like, that's it.
Well, it was really hard to find some of the games.
I don't blame you.
I don't care about... I'm trying to think of two random teams. I don't care about the
I don't
Colts.
Think there's a bigger waste of time in all of sports than the NFL preseason.
Yeah, I couldn't find the 49ers. I watched the Chargers, and the Chargers were awful. So
you watched more than I thought now.
Okay, when I say I watched the Chargers, I watched a drive of the Chargers.
Well, that's you beat me.
Yeah, okay.
I honestly couldn't watch it. I you know, whatever was on in the studio Thursday... And then that's it. I don't even know who the 49ers played this weekend. Nor
the
does
Titans.
It... Okay. And? Anything?
They lost.
Oh.
I think.
Dolphins beat the Falcons. I should go rub it in Adam Klug's
Man,
ear.
How did they do that?
I can't imagine how. I think the Falcons probably played their four stringers, and so did the Dolphins. So,
okay.
Care. The NFL preseason is the biggest ripoff in all of sports. And there's a lot of ripoffs in sports. I mean, whether, you know, overcharging and parking prices.
Regard?
Yeah. Parking prices.
You're paying full price for a preseason game.
Yeah. How much you pay for beers.
Full price.
But, I mean, just to have to pay, to have to, when you buy a season ticket, pay for a preseason football game, ought to almost be, it ought to be unconstitutional. Honestly. You know, somebody ought to put it up before the Supreme Court and let's get it done. Do something important.
Was it just because I was a kid, or did the preseason used to mean something?
No, because back in the day, guys played. You know, not the full game, but at least they played some. So you did. You'd see some position battles. You know, you'd see the starters play a little bit. You know, you'd see... let's say Brock Purdy might throw a touchdown to Deebo Samuel. He might say, hey, they look pretty good. Or, you know, Christian McCaffrey was running the ball hard. But now they absolutely take no chances with any of these guys.
Yeah.
Nor do I blame them. But then they shouldn't be, preseason just shouldn't be allowed.
I agree.
Padres are a run and a half favorite over the Pirates tonight. Scraby, do they keep it going?
Padres are a run and a half favorite over the, yes.
San Diego Padres.
Yes.
Beat them three straight last week. Pirates also then went to L.A. and lost three straight.
Yeah, they had a bad week.
They've hit the skids.
Are you saying Padres then?
Of course.
Okay.
Over under 8 runs tonight.
Ooh.
That's going to be a tough call. Musgrove, I think, goes 3 or 4, you know, on the pitch count. Pirates are going with an opener, I believe. Jake Woodford is starting. I don't know that he's necessarily one of their regular rotation guys. So I think there'll be a lot of bullpen guys tonight. Give us a few extra runs. I'll say over.
Woodford starting?
That's what it said here.
Oh, I have Marco Gonzalez.
Yeah, I've seen that too. So I've seen both, honestly. I'm not really sure.
Interesting.
I have to look at the official
baseball
lineup.
Because we do have a lineup out right now for the Padres, and Manny Machado's not in it. We'll get into that in a second. But
okay.
I'm just making sure on MLB.com today. It says Woodford on MLB.com, so I'm going to have to go with MLB.com here.
You're going to go with that? Let's see what it says here. It says Woodford here in the official baseball lineup. So, yeah. Woodford.
I can't stand your
website. I'm so glad that you disagreed with me just so I could, you know, tell you that you're wrong.
Reference your website.
Yeah, just tell you that you're wrong. All right. What are you going? Woodford against Musgrove, over, under?
I say the Padres have been scoring a bunch of runs, so I... Gonna think it's gonna continue. So
over,
yes.
All right, Shota Imanaga.
What did you say? Under? Sorry.
I said over.
Sorry.
Shota Imanaga, the Cubs. You know, one of those great rookies of the year. That's ahead of Joe Musgrove. That's ahead of Jackson Merrill.
Yep.
On Bradford Doolittle's list, he's pitching in Cleveland against the Guardians tonight. Shota, over under 6 1/3 innings pitched. Scraby.
Cleveland.
Guardians.
6 1/3, huh?
6 1/3, over, under.
6 2/3.
Yes, he does.
I'm going to say under.
He's not going to make it. Six is as much as... Shota was a wonderful flash in the pan in April and May. And he's still 9-2.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
So I'm not going to take everything away from him.
When I was in Chicago, the big deal was that he brought a iced coffee to a reporter, and they made a huge deal about that.
That was a nice thing he did.
It was.
All right. Dodgers-Milwaukee, 8.5 run, 8 runs, sorry, 8 runs tonight.
Dodgers-Milwaukee.
Over-under Dodgers-Brew Crew. Pitching for the Brew Crew, Peralta. Pitching for the Dodgers, the Hall of Famer, Clayton Kershaw. Boy, Kershaw's He's been
seen better days.
He's been scuffling. He's definitely been scuffling.
Am I up?
No, I'm up. Okay. I'm going to go under. I say Kershaw limits tonight.
I think the Brew Crew have won 5 or 6 in a row.
They're having a great year.
I'm going to say over.
These two teams, would you say over?
Yep.
One of the interesting battles going on right now is for the best overall record in baseball. There's like 6 teams separated by like a game and a half for the best overall record in baseball.
Wow.
Orioles, Yankees, Guards, Dodgers, Phillies, Brewers. They're all really, really close together. And no team is on pace to win 100 games this year.
Really?
Which is an interesting
note.
That
is interesting.
Yankees and White Sox are playing tonight.
Oh, no.
The mismatch of all mismatches. In Chicago, the Yankees are only favored by 1.5 runs.
I think that's just the general.
Is there something wrong with it? Well, you could go 2.5 runs.
That's a lot of runs, Chris.
Well, you only have to give 1.5. Are you going to buy it? It almost seems like too easy of a bet.
I just think the White Sox have given up, so I'm going to say Yankees.
Going to say the Yankees. I got to say the Yankees, too. White Sox have lost 23 of their last 24 games.
Yeah.
They're going to finish with the worst record in the history of the sport. And frankly, I'm rooting for them to do it. I wasn't really around for the 62 Mets. I want to say I saw the worst team in baseball history.
The only thing I don't like about it is that Steven Wilson's still stuck there.
Well, you're going to have to get over that.
I will.
All right, here's a good one to wrap up our predictions.
And then I got my parlay.
Tonight. All right, then your parlay. Tonight, Braves and Giants. In San Francisco, listen to this pitching matchup. Chris Sale, Blake Snell.
Wow.
Which lefty strikes out more? I go first.
They're both strikeout guys, too.
They are. Snell has been just erasing hitters lately.
Can he please start a season and maybe no one will have trouble paying him $30 million a year if he can do this all season?
Yeah, it still seems like the Giants have been gypped off by what they paid Snell, considering, you know, he's doing it now.
I mean, but threw where a was hitter? He for?
Oh, he's unbelievable. He cannot be touched again. Chris Sale hasn't been able to be touched pretty much all year.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with our guy, Blake Snell. More strikeouts.
Me too. He's feeling
You're
it.
You're saying it was saying, yeah. Staying with Snell. Okay.
He's feeling it.
I think that would be a really good game tonight.
All right, my parlay real quick. Plus 650 for the Padres. Over 4.5 Joe Musgrove strikeouts.
Wow.
Don't know why I feel this way, but I do.
Over 4.5?
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
I hope you're right there. I think you're going to lose that one.
Over 0.5, Jake Cronenworth single. Let me just make sure he's still in the lineup today. Yes, he is. Over 0.5 for Jake Cronenworth single. Over 0.5 for Jake Cronenworth RBI. So he needs a hit and an RBI plus 5 Joe Musgrove strikeouts.
I don't think you're going to get the strikeouts.
I know. That's the hardest part. I mean, Jake also is...
Need an RBI single from Jake. Why is Manny Machado not in the lineup tonight? Do you have news on this?
No, I think it's just a day off.
Day off. Rise is DHing. Solano's at third base. That doesn't hurt anybody's feelings.
But... No. Higashioka's there. Kim, Peralta, Merrill, all the regulars.
All the regulars except for Manny tonight. Against the Bucks.
Kevin Acey real quick.
See if there's any news on that. We'll take a break. Come back with... Our Padres pen pals, Tony Gwynn Jr. is back as well. Gwynn and Chris is back. Going to Petco Park tonight. I got your dinner plans for you. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's. Authentic Mediterranean cuisine, not only in Coronado and La Jolla, but also at Petco Park. Right there on the main concourse, third baseline near the Western Metal Supply Company building. Spiro's. Everybody's place for the best Greek food. Dining takeout options, SpirosCuisine.com. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris. Padres lost yesterday. You know the old saying, you're only as good as your last at bat. Well, then the Padres stink.
Kind of. I mean,
yeah.
Lost their last game.
One of the worst teams in baseball yesterday. What's that all about?
I don't know.
16-3, including that loss yesterday. It's only the best 19-game stretch in franchise history. Can they keep it going? We'll find out tonight against the Pirates first. Let's find out what some of the fans are thinking with a round of Chris and... Tony
Padres pen pals, you mean?
And Matt's Padre pen pals after traffic.
It's time to ask the experts, Padres fans.
I was hoping maybe you can bring a little insight into it.
Write us, tweet us, Facebook us, send a carrier pigeon for Chris. He thinks they're cute. Aww. Padres Pen Pals begins.
Hurt the pelota big time.
Now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we got some positive Padres Pen Pals today. We've also got some nervous Padres
say.
Pen Pals today.
Nervous.
There's a couple topics being brought up in this whole thing, so let's just get right into it because I think the people have provided us with some good topics for today. There we go. Got the writing going. First one. I know it's fun to win a bunch in a row, and it's fun to see the Padres come back again and again, but yesterday proved what I've been telling all my friends. This is not sustainable. Starting pitching has not been great recently. They gave up 15 earned runs in the road trip, which doesn't sound like a lot. But Jerks and Profar said these wins have been exhausting. Chris, should we care pitching has struggled while the bats... Or should we care... Yes, sorry. Should we care pitching has struggled while the bats are hot?
Yes, I think we should find as many negatives about this 16-3 streak as we can just to, you know, cause us as much stress as possible. I don't understand these people. I mean, they're playing unbelievable baseball. No, we should not worry about it. The pitching was not great against the Marlins. I will say that. Cease had a bad game. Waldron had, for him, a bad game. The way they're playing right now, it almost seemed like they were spotting them the 4 or 5 run lead just for fun. Just for the sport of it. See if they could come back. And they did in one game. They almost did in the other. I have no complaints about what's happening right now, I have to say. So,
Tony, should we care pitching a struggle while the bats are hot?
Should we care?
Yep.
I think it's okay to care.
Okay.
But we shouldn't be making anything of it, though. I mean, they had a bad 3-game set. That simple.
That they won
Pittsburgh,
2 games.
Pittsburgh, did they? How did they pitch in that series?
They had a 9-8 game in the middle of that, but that was extra innings was, where a lot of runs were scored in extra innings. They didn't pitch unbelievable on this road trip, but they hit. I mean,
that's the idea.
If you get a 4-run lead yourself, you can pitch differently and give up some runs.
Here's a question. What is the objective?
I thought it was
to win.
Okay, so there you go. Okay. I mean, whether they pitched good enough, hit good enough, because it's certainly been the other way. I didn't hear anybody complaining, right, where the pitching has been the dominant
thing. I mean, this kind of question is, you know, this is asked by somebody who's only going to be content if they win all 43 of their remaining games and sweep the playoffs. I mean,
43. No, whatever. They can't just win They can't just win all 43.
They got to shut out their opponent.
And they got to put up 5.
I mean, you know, the other teams. Yes, it would be nice. we'll pass that along to Mr. Schilt.
Okay.
Be nice.
All right, let's go to the next one. I saw the Giants demoted Camilo Doval, and I think Yuki Matsui may benefit from something like that. He gave up the lead twice in this road trip, and even though I didn't think this before, he did actually have a stretch of at least 5 or 6 games without giving up a run. So, Tony, why do you think the Padres keep using Matsui in high-leverage situations?
I think they are... Estrada's not throwing the ball that well right now. And so, Tanner Scott, you know, is not throwing the ball all that well. And so, I shouldn't say all that well. He hasn't come in and been the 0.76 ERA dude, right?
Yeah.
And so I think you're trying to find, you know, ways to supplement when guys aren't throwing the ball as well. Tanner's kind of got back on track. Looked like his last couple outings have been better. Estrada is, if we're being honest, I don't think Estrada has looked the same since he had the sickness where he missed. He just hasn't been quite as dominant as he was before then. And so there, you know, I think that's why Yuki has had to go in there. And now that may change, right? I think Adam has been terrific in his outings. You know, Suarez continues to do him. Morty Hone has been okay. But, you know, outside of, I think, Adam and Suarez, no one is really lights out right now. I would say Hone's been pretty good at his times out, too.
Yeah.
But everybody else is kind of just, you know, they're not at their top level right now. And so you can't hold the bullpen down with just 2 guys, and they haven't had to. I'm not sitting here saying that. But, you know, I think that's just kind of part of how you try to piece it together until hopefully you get on a run again where everybody's throwing the ball well again.
Chris, why do you think the Padres keep using Matsui in high-leverage situations?
Because they have to right now. Tony just explained it. If you sent down every reliever that was going through a tough stretch, you'd have to send every reliever down. Right. I mean, that's just the truth of the matter. These guys are not going to go out there and not give up a run every time they pitch. You know, this is, we've talked about it before. Offenses need to tack on runs as games go along to give the bullpen a little breathing room. Having said that, I hope and I think Mike Shildt learned his lesson last week in the game in Pittsburgh, because as you remember, I was critical of this, Scraby. I didn't think they should have left Matsui in with a one-run lead to face two right-handed hitters in the middle of the Pittsburgh lineup when he had Jason Adam ready, which he did. That day, Bart hit the home run. I think that could have been avoided. But for the most part, Matsui's pitching right now because he's better than a lot of the other guys have been. And, you know, that home run he gave up was only the third one all year. So it's not like he's been knocked around as badly as people think.
It's a good point. When I think I know something, I go look at the stats and I don't know. I'm actually opposite of what actually I think. So anyway, next one is going to be this, and I was asked to play a sound effect during this. So the person writes, Garrett Crochet.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yes, you did. So this person is saying, I'm so happy I'm trying to find the bet again. Sorry, guys. There we go. I'm so happy the Padres did not sell the farm for a guy who would rather play the Josh Hader game than, you know, play baseball. My question is this. Say a team did trade for Crochet. Since the beginning of July, he's gone 4-2-4-3-4, 2 1/3 innings, and has taken 3 L's, has an ERA of 8.11 in the same time. Chris, do you think he even has anything left in the tank this season?
No, I think the White Sox should shut him down, and I think they probably will shut him down. I think the only reason they probably haven't shut him down right now is because they're trying desperately to avoid being the worst team in the history of baseball. They need to win, I believe, 15 of their last 43 games to beat out the 62 Mets. They're hoping that Crochet can help them do that. But I'm so glad Garrett Crochet came out and said what he said. Because if the Padres were thinking about taking a run at this guy, I never liked the idea in the first place. And he made it clear to everybody that he was the wrong guy to go get. And, yeah, he's stuck there in the South Side. Good for him.
Tony, do you think that Garrett Crochet has anything left in the tank this season?
In the tank, does he have enough to
like,
get
if
through?
He were traded to the Padres, would he be...
Tomorrow.
Yeah, would he be starting games going 7 innings?
No, he wasn't doing that when he was before he said the comments. If I'm not mistaken, he wasn't going deep in the ball games. And so, yeah, man, listen, yeah, you know, I hope he's happy. In Chicago, because he has earned the congratulations you played yourself. I mean, from the moment, and whether it was him or his agent, ultimately it falls on him because the agent works for you. You don't work for the agent. You should be telling him what you want to be said, not the other way around. So I assume that he wanted this. Maybe he's happy in Chicago. Maybe, you know, being on the South Side is where it's at. I don't have nothing against it. Maybe... I don't know. But to answer your question, no, I don't think he would. I think he'd be doing the exact same thing he was doing before his agent said so.
Where is he from? I'm looking right now. Mississippi. So close to home, I guess.
He's close. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the last one.
He might be
one.
Pitching in Mississippi if he keeps this
I
up.
I almost knew that.
Bro, what is Kim doing out there? This year defensively has not been as good as what we saw last year from him. The play for me that made me yell, bro, was when he cut off Jake to get the ball, and then he spun and he threw it to first, which Arise could not dig out. But anyway, he didn't need to cut Jake off. Tony, do you think Kim is trying too hard?
Do I think he's trying too hard? No, I don't think he's trying too hard. I don't think he's having as good of a defensive season as he did last year. I think anybody who's watching these games can see that, but... I definitely think he's trying. Is that a real question? Yes, he's trying.
Trying too hard. Like, trying to make things happen.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's trying to make... You know what? Maybe. There might be some element to that. All right. You know, I think he's gotten better as the year has gone on in terms of his defense, I think. But it hasn't. Whoever wrote this is right. It hasn't been the same level defensively as he had last year that got him a gold glove.
Chris, yes, that's your name. Do you think Kim is trying too hard?
Bro! Listen to me!
Stop yelling
The play that he's talking about was a bouncer over the second base bag. Kim fielded the ball because his momentum is going toward first base. Had he let it go, Cronenworth might have grabbed the ball, but he would have been running into short left field because his momentum was going away from first base. That was every bit the right play to make, and the throw was on target. Arise dropped it, and Arise got the error. So, bro, if you're going to be critical of Kim, at least be critical on a play that he messes up. That was not one that he messed up. And when in doubt, always be critical of Kim's base running, because he ran us out of yet another inning Saturday in Miami by trying to tag up and go from second to third with two outs and made the last out at third base. And I shook my head like I always do.
There All is right. left of something to be desired sometimes with the baseball.
All right,
you live and you learn.
Padres pen pal, thanks to everybody who submitted.
But thanks for the question, bro.
I can imagine someone being like, bro, what are you doing?
No, that was a good play that the guy was upset about there.
I don't know.
Arise dropped the ball.
I don't know.
That one.
I don't ask for qualifications.
Yeah, I know.
Just ask for the question.
I know.
All right, that's it for Padres Pen Pals. Up next, Chris versus the fans.
Come get me. 833.
Carrie Underwood tickets, qualification to Vegas on
good
the
stuff.
Line.
Good stuff. 833-288-0973 if you want to play trivia.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.